Big story that's sort of making the rounds here is the provincial government telling retailers don't limit the number of items that can be purchased, like chicken, eggs, or milk, because there's lots of supply out there. And actually, the Minister of Agriculture, Jerry Byrne, saying yesterday that he dropped a bombshell, actually, telling VOCM News that dairy farmers were nearly reduced to tears last week when thousands of liters of spoiling milk was on their hands and they had to dump it.
Stores were limiting access to milk. 170,000 liters of fresh milk produced in Newfoundland and Labrador had to be dumped because it was spoiling, because there were not enough orders being placed at our milk processors by grocery stores, by the box stores in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Now, if you ventured out into a grocery store over the last couple of weeks, you may have noticed the signs in the dairy section advising that you can only buy 2 cartons of milk, limit of 2 per customer, something like that. But the dairy farmers of Newfoundland and Labrador assuring customers and retailers that there is lots of milk, enough to go around for everybody. There's no need to limit the supply. And as we've heard from the premier, you know, if I'm going out to get stuff for my mom and my brother or my sister or, you know, an elderly aunt or something like this, it prevents people from, having to go back to the store 3 or 4 times, get them out there once, get their stuff, go on, and maybe they're helping out. Now, Crosby Williams owns and operates Pondview Farms, a 250-cow dairy farm in the Goulds, and he is live on the line with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Fred. How are you doing today?
Well, not too bad. I mean, to hear the minister say that 170,000 liters of milk had to be dumped last week is quite shocking.
Yeah, Fred, to be honest with you, it's disappointing. You know, it's not something that we wanted to do, but I think, you know, it goes without saying we're in unprecedented times, and it was a blow to our industry for sure.
Why was there a sense that there was a shortage of milk? Was it just perception? Was it like the toilet paper effect, if you will?
Well, you just took the words out of my mouth, Fred. I think, yeah, it's like the toilet paper phase, you know, like... I think in times like this, when there's as the media is saying today, and correctly so, that there's a pandemic, a lot of people fear and a lot of people hoard things, and the dairy industry was a casualty as well. A lot of people did hoard milk, and it caused ordering and production problems. I'd like to say that I think right now that a lot of that's getting ironed out. There was a learning curve there with the consumers and with the retailers and certainly our processors as well, and that's starting to level out, thank God.
All right. So if you look at some of the pictures, and I'm sure you've seen them on either television or social media or our website, of empty store shelves in the toilet paper aisle, in the paper towel aisle, in the the Lysol wipes, the disinfectants, and the hand sanitizers, was it sort of that kind of thing? Because milk is something you always got to keep replenishing in your house. Was it because people were seeing these images that they thought, I just got to go and buy all this stuff, and that's why the retailers had to limit the number? They got a little bit nervous as well.
I think so, Fred. And, you know, unlike the sanitation wipes and the hand sanitizer that are still not on shelves, our milk scene, our scheme, and our industry has adapted this. And now I think if you go in any stores in Metro here in our area or certainly right across the province, I think you'll see an abundance and adequate supply of milk currently.
All right. And how much milk do you folks produce on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis.
Or annual.
It'd be a million liters of milk a week. It'd be about 135,000 liters of milk a day.
Wow. So this was a little over a day's worth of product from all the milk producers in the province.
Yes, and over a culmination of time, that figure doesn't take long to accumulate. Right.
Right. Where did you dump it? Where does it go?
It's been dumped into landfills and it's been dumped in adequate receptacles that could handle that, certainly in an environmental and sustainable way.
Who coordinates the sale of the milk to the chains? Do they do the ordering and you just bring it in that way? Is that how does that whole process work, whereby then they would, retailers like, you know, one of the big box stores or giant retailers or supermarkets would say, well, we better limit this?
The retailers place their orders with the two local dairies, and then the dairies will make sure that the order that was placed was put to the stores in the fashion that they want it. In other words, if a dairy or if a retailer ordered 1,000 cases of milk, well, that would be what would be at that store at the particular time that they incurred.
All right. In terms of the production of milk now, obviously, everybody is into this the whole concept of social distancing. What sorts of things are milk farmers doing differently because of COVID-19 to ensure, I guess, the safety of the product, which you do anyhow, I'm sure. But in light of what's going on, is anything changed?
Well, Fred, you just said a good point. It's business as usual for us in a lot of senses, in that biosecurity measures have always been a priority and a fundamental way of how we conduct business on a day-to-day basis. The coronavirus has heightened that in terms of that there's no contact at all with milk truck drivers. Sanitation is brought to a higher level, if that could actually be possible. But everybody's on high alert, Fred. I don't have to tell you that the world's on alert, and the dairy industry is no different than that. When we conduct our business now, there's social distancing is practiced on farms. There's a bare minimum of people on any given farm at any given time, and that cows are fed and business is conducted. But we're not unlike any other industry in that we now deal with a minimal amount of people on farms, and that there's no contact with truck drivers and so on and so forth.
And in terms of limiting the supply, the number of cartons of milk somebody can buy when they go to any store, the final answer on that is?
The final answer is, honestly, Fred, there's no need. There's an adequate supply and an abundant supply of fresh milk. And, I'd like to think that when consumers go to the store now, if they're shopping for their family and for their immediate family, pick up what you want and take it home and practice social distancing, keep your families and yourselves safe.
2020 has been a tough year for a lot of sectors, given the winter we've had and now this. How is the dairy industry surviving?
Well, the dairy industry is, I'd like to think, a very resilient, very optimistic industry, and I think you'd have to be part of our industry. But we're coping just like everybody else, Fred. It's brought about a level of difficulty that, I'm approaching my mid-50s. I'm not old, but I have never seen anything like this. But, we will adapt to, we will adjust, and we will overcome.
Mr. Williams, thanks for your time. Good luck in your industry and personally. Stay safe.
Thank you very much, Fred. Thanks.